Business leaders are mounting a campaign against proposed changes to the income tax code. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, they say the plan would deal a setback to the state's fragile economic recovery.
House lawmakers have given approval to a plan that would limit the itemized deductions Vermonters can use to lower their tax bills. That means people who customarily write off major expenses like home mortgage interest, healthcare expenses, or major charitable gifts might have to pay more in taxes. The plan would raise about $33 million in new revenue, mostly from wealthier filers, and allow lawmakers to avoid commensurate reductions in the state budget. But Tom Torti, president of the Lake Champlain Chamber of Commerce, says elected officials would come to regret it.
Those things are going to unalterably affect the fiscal climate of the state in a way that's not productive for growing a thriving economy.
The cap on deductions would be set at about $15,000 for individuals and about $31,000 for families. Torti says the mortgage interest deduction is a critical variable in the equation that young professionals use to determine whether to purchase a home. And Torti says the proposed new caps are low enough to upset that equation.
Either you are stuck where you are and not very happy about it, paying rent and not building equity, or you begin looking at other places that, frankly, you can make a little bit more money and afford a lot more house.
Torti also says that the wealthy people who would be affected most by the plan might simply decide to pack up and take their riches to a state with a friendlier tax climate.
You know, these people have wealth, but they also have opportunities and options for where to go in order to protect their wealth.
Not everyone is so alarmed. Carl Davis is a senior analyst at the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy, a Washington, D.C.-based research group that analyzes federal, state, and local tax policies. Davis, who lives in Vermont, says there's no reason to think Vermont would suffer any competitive disadvantage if it goes through with the plan.
Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island, these states don't have any itemized deductions at all right now. Or if you look at Maine, they have a very similar cap on their itemized deductions, and that's the way a lot of states are moving, North Carolina and Kansas and Hawaii's.
Paul Celo heads up the Public Assets Institute, a left-leaning think tank in Montpelier that has proposed doing away with itemized deductions altogether. Celo says the public priorities reflected by the House plan are sound.
It's a question of fairness. And do we think that giving a deduction to people who buy a home is more important than having a court system that actually has reasonable waiting periods, or that we have that Lake Champlain is clean and safe for children to swim in?
Celo also says the concerns about tax flight are unfounded, and that IRS data from the last 20 years suggests that people moving into Vermont have higher incomes on average than people leaving the state.
This idea that tax rates will drive behavior in this way is really not shown to be the case.
The House plan is now being debated in the Senate, where lawmakers are considering an alternate plan that would cap the mortgage interest deduction at $12,000 a year. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.